We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Native Voices at the Autry's Measure for Measure, an Indian boarding school comedy, takes a look at a tragic time in history, but does it in a funny way. This was written by Randy Reinholz, with whom I'm talking today. He's the co-founder and artistic director of Native Voices at the Autry. What I failed to say about you, Randy, is that you are a seasoned Shakespearean actor. How, with this play, did you update the characters that we know in Measure for Measure? Isabella, Angelo, Mariana, are they there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Isabella and Angelo are the two characters that I worked the hardest to preserve Shakespeare's language because it's absolutely exquisite. And the fight, the conflict between them, she is essentially a pure person who has the intellect and the vocabulary to stand toe-to-toe with the best legal scholar of her region and her era. And I love that. And she wins. So how could one improve upon that? We updated tiny little things, so we're not in Renaissance England or Vienna, but we're in the Old West. On the other hand, the other characters. In Shakespeare, he has this duke, and the duke kind of goes away for unexplained reasons and then kind of sneaks around the back of the play and ends up sort of solving the problems of the play. And I gave that storyline of the duke, the problem solver, to a kind of minor character of Shakespeare's, Madame Overdone. So she's the head lady at the brothel. She's the madam at the brothel. And, you know, in Shakespeare's time, that was brothels everywhere, just like the Old West, just like today. And I've kind of patterned her character after Rick from Casablanca. So, yeah, there's a war going on, and there's people suffering everywhere, but that's not my problem. I got some money to make. And so she's a fast-talking, kind of hard-edged lady. She's of mixed heritage. In a Native Voices production, she'll be a Native American character. We have Geraldine Teams playing it, which I'm really happy. So she's kind of fast-talking, hard-edged, and she's always making jokes. But she also makes jokes about Candide and so forth. So you think, good Lord, she's reading as well as living in the trenches, as it were, in the sex trade. And she's friends with Calamity Jane, and she's the one that really knows all the big stars of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. So she's that conduit. Her best friend is a guy named Cowboy, and he's modeled off of Cowboy Curtis from Pee-wee's Playhouse. So he's, you know, very flamboyant. He was raised in utter poverty. He also is of mixed heritage. And here he is living the big life here in Genoa, Nebraska, and he's really excited. Occasionally he thinks he also should be in the Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, but he's not sure. We have Mariana, who is the woman who helps with the bed trick. So Angelo proposes sex with Isabella. He wants to deflower the virgin and has her over a barrel that she can hardly refuse. And Mariana helps with the bed trick. And she is also a blues singer. So the idea, blues. So she comes from that, and again, she's of mixed heritage. She comes from that place where she would have known blues sort of firsthand, and she is also the jilted lover of an aristocrat. And she gets her evens, and she has a couple songs throughout the play that are just fantastic. And she's taking care of the young woman who's with child from the young man. So the basic premise, I don't know if I've said this, is an Indian boy gets an Irish girl pregnant at the orphan school, the Indian boarding school, and Irish were not thought of very well at that time, but of course the Indians were lower in the social status. So he's sentenced to death for this act. And he says, but I married her in the Indian way, just like my grandfather said. And he kind of goes through how he did that, and they say, well, that's too bad, pal. You're an Indian. You got a white girl pregnant. So the white girl loves him. Juliet is her name in Shakespeare, and we've changed her name to Caitlin, a little bit more Irish name. And she works with Mariana to try to figure out how to save her betrothed, or her husband, actually. They just didn't have enough money to get married in a Christian way.
This sounds like a great show.
We've got General Gatt. He's based on Richard Henry Pratt. He's a little bit of Foghorn Leghorn. Well, I said, boys, what we're going to do is we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And he's really from the East, and he's, of course, bought all the land, and he's making a deal with the railroad to try to get the railroad there. And that's the basic driving sort of premise, is he wants to become rich, and he'll do anything to do that. He's got a He's got a guy who works with him. He's named McDonald, and that's after the first Native American lawyer, James McDonald. He was a Choctaw guy who was a lawyer and really was instrumental in setting up some basic premises of what became the reservation system for the United States in the early 1800s. So that's the name of what used to be Aeschylus, you know, a great thinker from the Greek times. So here we are with a great thinker from Native times. So that's how we've updated the characters. The young boy who gets the girl pregnant, he's Claudio in Shakespeare. In our play, that's Momade, named after N. Scott Momade, the first Native American to win a Pulitzer Prize. So we're looking very much toward the future of if these women hadn't taken control of this town and saved these people who were considered disposable and unimportant, look at this great literature, this great art we would have never had. So that's the subtext and the sub-message of the play. Without really being overt, we're going to stay silly and broad.
What has been, before we get to talking about your short play festival, which is also happening next month, but what's been your favorite experience before we leave Measure for Measure with seeing your work come alive as your actors got working on stage?
Oh, when it's funny. You know, you write in a room and you laugh and you just think it's so funny. And then when someone says it out loud, you know, you cringe. You cringe whether it's funny or not funny because you're afraid. And, of course, when the actor makes it funny, you think, oh, good. And, of course, we have such wonderful actors. I mentioned Geraldine Keams. We also have Rob Vestal. We have Delana Studi, who's just been at Oregon Shakespeare for 2 years. So it'll be great to have that sort of seasoned Native American actress right in the middle of everything. We have a guy from, the Classical Theater Company. Michael Maddies is his name. It's over in Pasadena or Glendale.
Playhouse?
Not the Pasadena Playhouse, but the one that came from the Actors Conservatory.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Noise Within.
Noise Within, yeah. So we have one of their actors who's coming in to play Angelo, and he's just wonderful with language. And it's so exciting. And then David Shaughnessy, who's the brother of Charles Shaughnessy, the television actor. But David is a producer, director, and he had worked as a young actor at the Old Vic. He's performed for the Queen. So he's going to do some of the really broad characters for us. So I'm really, really, really happy with this cast.
And that's 1 week from tonight, 7:30 at the Autry. I understand it's free, but you do recommend people to make reservations?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be a good house, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to laugh a lot. We will think, but we're going to laugh.
And for reservations, is the quickest way just to go online?
Yeah, it's real simple.
Native Voices at the Autry. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you also about your Festival of Short Plays coming up in November. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, back in just a moment on LancerRadio.org.